Hall of Fame basketball coach will be the first honorific attached to John Thompson Jr., but that's just one description of the Georgetown Giant, and not the most important one. His impact on sports and culture reached far beyond the basketball floor, and Thompson has died at the age of 78, and he leaves behind an indelible legacy here in Washington and all around the country. And joining us to talk about him, James Brown, the host of NFL Today on CBS, special correspondent for CBS News, Washington native. JB, it's always good to talk to you. I'm sorry it's under these circumstances today.
Sean, thank you so much. And believe me, I was, like so many people, make myself available to pay homage to the legacy of an awesome man, not only a giant of a man literally, but in terms of the impact that you just alluded to as well. I like to say that he produced champions on and off the court. He was a fierce protector of his athletes, reminding them to be champions in the game, not only of basketball, but more importantly, in the game of life, and he dedicated himself to them.
Let's start with his record as a coach. His Georgetown teams not just won regularly, won a national championship, got to the Final Four a few times, was always in the NCAA tournament. These teams were relentless. What was his motivational secret?
Well, knowing what he had to overcome himself, the barriers and that he had to overcome, he certainly passionately indicated that to his players and wanted to see them, like most parents, their kids do better, see the kids do better than the parents. And in fact, overwhelmingly, his kids did. He was tough on the basketball court in practice and in a game of life, but everyone knew that it was a passion of love that he had for them. The old expression, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. He was a passionate lover of all of his kids.
And then there is the cultural impact. There was walking off the floor back in 1989 to protest an NCAA rule that denied scholarships to kids who couldn't meet certain standards. He faced down drug kingpin Rafael Edmond. I mean, these are things that are just way beyond what happens on a basketball floor for 40 minutes a night.
Indicative of how much he cared for them, and he saw that through in terms of that passion into the game of life for his kids. I'll never forget when Wes Unseld, God bless him, he and I were sought after by a local TV station to be a part of the ascendancy of Georgetown basketball to be commentators, and he called me to say, JB, I just want to let you know, I'm not going to support you in this regard because I promised the parents of these young men that I would be there for them in the game of life. They are talented enough to pursue the career just like you, but I wanted you to know it from my lips only. Talk about high regard for him. Absolutely.
What's your best story about John Thompson? You knew him very well.
You know what? I mean, he was just just a fierce protector of all those in his circle. Many people saw him as maybe being a firebrand, keeping in mind that he was not welcomed by the student population there when he went to Georgetown, but they loved him afterwards. He contributed mightily to that university. The Georgetown gear during the heyday of his team's success was worn by people all over the country, and he certainly loved those in his circle, and it was an inclusive circle. Certainly, Vivian Pommier, owner of West End Travel, can relate to that. When he and the school gave her their travel business and her business took off and she was crying like a little kid today, John had that kind of impact on everyone.
JB, it's good to talk to you again. Thanks so much for sharing memories.
Absolutely. Good talking to you again, Sean.
All right, take care. That's James Brown, who is the host of the NFL Today on CBS, special correspondent for CBS News, local Washington basketball icon. He played at DeMatha High, knew John Thompson very well. We will remember John Thompson all through the afternoon here on WTOP.